The recent purchase is part of Emirates' efforts to expand its routes and gain market share in Asia, Europe, and the United States. Airbus spokeswoman Marianne Gretchen says that the Dubai-based airline spending of $11.5 billion on wide-body double-decker planes shows the overall aviation industry is recovering.
It's very good news, and Emirates is a strong customer. They are a strong airline and in a greatly emerging economy. So it's a good bellwether for the industry.
The purchase comes as worldwide aviation is emerging from a disastrous 2009. Last year, airlines lost nearly $10 billion when passenger traffic fell more than 2% and air cargo dropped nearly 10%. Industry revenues fell 15% to $479 billion. Steve Lott is with the International Air Transport Association, which represents 230 airlines and covers 93% of the scheduled international air traffic. He told VOA that with the world economy slowly emerging from recession, aviation is expected to post a profit this year. Lott said the Emirates purchase is an indicator of the Dubai-based airline's confidence that the market will improve.
So for this year, in the forecast we just issued a few days ago, we are predicting that the industry will return to profit, posting a global profit of $2.5 billion for 2010. The major exception, however, remains Europe.
Jamie Counter is the senior director of TripAdvisor Flights, the meta search engine for TripAdvisor.com. He told VOA that the Emirates' home in Dubai is strategically located to make it a world aviation center.
It actually geographically is well situated to be a connecting hub through from Europe and even the east coast of North America over to Asia and Australia, and obviously connects well into Africa as well. So from a geographic situation, it's about as well situated to be a kind of a world connecting hub as one could pick.
Choosing the A380 was not without controversy. The airplane has been hit by lengthy production delays, and the cabins of the huge aircraft require more customization than other planes. But this deal gives Emirates 90 of the A380s, the largest fleet of the super jumbos worldwide. Emirates' business model is based on carrying the world through Dubai. With the new fleet of super jumbo jets, it appears the airline is ready to do exactly that. In Washington, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.